Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Oh, I love that passage. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Well, happy Sunday. Welcome to Sunday worship right here on this March 3rd, 2019. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship is a program that really helps prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. We have scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship, and let's focus on Jesus. Let's start things off with Lifeway Worship, Mighty to Save, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Mighty.
Jesus is mighty to save.
Richard Wurmbrand, a Romanian Jewish believer and an amazing man of God. I don't know if you ever heard his story. He spent 14 years. Think about that. 14 years, which is a really long time. 14 years in a communist prison where he was tortured brutally for his faith. And then he lived to tell about it. And he wrote a book called The Oracles of God. And he writes about acquiring inner peace and tells the following powerful story. He says, during a tempest at sea, when a ship was being tossed to and fro by the angry waves, the wife of a naval officer asked her husband, "How can you be so calm in such a storm?" And the officer drew his sword and pointed it at his wife and asked, "Why are you calm and unafraid at this moment?" Surprised, she says, "Why should I be afraid? The sword is in the hand of my husband, who loves me too much to harm me." And her husband smiled and said, "This is the source of my calm too. The wind and the waves are in the hands of my loving Father. Why shall I be afraid?" Isn't that great? Friend, you may not understand, but you can stand on his character and the eternal relationship that he has with you.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. To give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all.
When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
listening. to Sunday Worship. Right, he is worthy. That's Maranatha. And here I am to worship. You know, God's word says to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, faith tells me that no matter what lies ahead of me, God is already there. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
from sin.
That a fun song. Glory to your name. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in a rags of love and a deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
Kristen Getty, I'll tell you what, they just have a wonderful sound. They really do. Speak, oh Lord. Well, friend, thank you so much for just allowing me to spend some time with you here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this, third day of March 2019. And you can always drop me a note. I really enjoy hearing from you from time to time, Joey at greatnewsradio.org, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of our Lord's Day. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.